children of light, your time is at hand. As warriors you have come to keep the light burning in all hearts, in all lands. This your work must now begin. Children, clouds are drawing near, shadows cover the land. Freedom must be your song, love your melody. Spread God's peace in love's perfume. May God's joy lead your way. Never forget who you are. You are all that can be.
That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening. It's Elizabeth Joyce, and we are on the last Sunday in September. And October is really going to be wild. I have so much to tell you tonight. So much. I'm going to be discussing the first half of October and the solar eclipse in Libra on the 2nd. What does this solar eclipse on October 2nd mean for you? Many of you already have your astrological charts, but for you who don't, you can get one on astrology.com for free, and you do want to know what your chart is because you need to know the house where the eclipse is falling for you. Mine is falling in the 11th house, and that's the house of friends, groups, and love received. Very interesting. Since the lunar eclipse in Pisces 2 weeks ago, there has been an uncommon flooding in the UK, parts of Asia, along with a damaging hurricane in the Atlantic and the United States. This was brought on from the solar flares and from Neptune conjunct the eclipse in Pisces. And I warned all of you that all this was going to happen. And here it is. So there's going to be more going on that I'll be telling you about. This next week, on Wednesday, October 2nd, we have a solar eclipse in Libra conjunct the south node axis. This brings about final closures as well as a completely new cycle and your personal new beginning. The new beginnings will take a firm hold in January as our nodal axis changes from Aries Libra to Pisces Virgo. The geomagnetics are very churned up right now as we head into this solar eclipse. This powerful energy is with us throughout the end of 2024 and goes into the early part of 2025. This particular period through November 19th is very strong energy. It's karmic, and karmic Pluto completes the final run through Capricorn. Anything this energy has overlooked or missed will be completed at this time. We are well into the energy of the final eclipse of the year, happening in the morning on October 2nd. Like the Pisces eclipse in September, this Libra eclipse is not a total eclipse. It's known as an annular, linked to the Latin word annuals, meaning ring. There will be a ring around the sun and moon at the time of the eclipse. However, because of all the surrounding transits around it, the energies will be very strong. If you know what house this falls in your chart, that's where you're going to feel the energies. The degree is at 10 degrees Libra, and this will be a large new moon. However, when there's a new moon, there's no moon at all, because the moon blocks the light of the sun. It's time to meditate, look within, and see what you want to blossom in your life. Eclipses are PowerPoints. They're pivot points, endings and beginnings, both at the same time. The changes are normally permanent. What's interesting is that in order for an eclipse to happen, the moon has to be close to either the north or south node. They are the karmic points as well as the earth access points. Although this is a new moon, it is the closest to the south node in Libra, which rules the seventh house of partnerships. Also, the south node is our past, what we are moving away from, what we've already achieved and completed. Just clap your hands. We're done. We are now moving away from that energy. This eclipse is extra powerful because Pluto is also changing signs from Capricorn, top-down power, corporate, me first, into Aquarius, freedom, community, what's best for the collective, and grassroots rule. This happens every 240 years or so and is the energy we had when we established America, moving away from England's rule. So we caused a permanent and very important change in the world at that time. Also, with a solar eclipse, if you have it conjunct your sun, your ascendant, or your midheaven, it's actually a sign of prominence, where all of a sudden you come into greater success or recognition. So what do you have in Libra? Is your sun in Libra? Is your moon in Libra? Is your ascendant or rising sign in Libra? You need to find out. Eclipses can act like wild cards, like the Uranus transit. Events and happenings can come out of the blue and are very unexpected. All eclipses bring this energy, particularly if 10 degrees Libra is conjunct any angle or planet in your chart. You're going to feel this very strongly. Because this eclipse is in Libra, it's linked to the law. Sagittarius, because it's linked to the truth, and Libra, because it's linked to the scales of justice. This can bring the collective some very important legal cases. you may be aware of some of them at this time, and they are important because of their global impact. This week, as this energy happens, be aware of what you can let go of. Everyone will be doing a lot of letting go. This is a south node eclipse, a karmic energy. So just think of what you'll be letting go of, because it's very possible that you'll be seeing changes in your partnerships and relationships at this time. Not only romantic relationships, but relationships of all kinds, because Libra rules the seventh house of relationships and also open enemies. Up until now, Libra has been the sign that will bend over backwards to keep relationships going. They are often called a fair weather friend because they take all sides of whoever they're with. They want harmony, balance, cooperation, and to keep everything nice. On the surface, everything smooth over and nice. They are the other, whatever sign. Whether the other is your partner, your friend, your sibling, your work colleagues, there's a tendency to say, okay, if that's what makes you happy, that makes me happy. Libra often doesn't get their own needs met. However, I think from this point on, after this solar eclipse, we are all going to develop a greater sense of needing balance, proper balance in all our relationships without defaulting to the other. There's a stronger sense of the divine feminine coming in to balance the divine masculine. Now, we've had very strong, if not toxic, masculine energy in our lifetime, and the divine feminine will be coming in more strongly, bringing us much more sense of balance. Victim, perpetrator, rescuer. The two signs that fall into the victim, the strongest, are Pisces and Libra. They do this well because they hate confrontation. Me, I'm a double Pisces. My sun is in Pisces and my moon is in Pisces, but I don't have anything in Libra. There's this very strong sense of giving away your power to others. What I'm saying is that if you are in victim consciousness, you will create a perpetrator, individually or socially. I'm telling you, I have so many stories about that mindset. I was one of two sets of identical twins, and I had a perpetrator, and I always felt like a victim. It's not just a syndrome. You will actually manifest one, a perpetrator. Unconsciously, because you are broadcasting victim. That's in your DNA, that's in your vibration, but you can change that. Until that subconscious impression is healed, that victimhood energy has to continue to be fulfilled by meeting a perpetrator. So you go round and round and round in a circle. You could move into a new neighborhood and one of the neighbors will be a perpetrator. You could start a new job and you'll have somebody at the job that's a perpetrator. And that's what I'm talking about. Both of these eclipses are about stepping back into better balance with the self. Please really think about this, whether it's romance, friends, work relationships, your relationship in society. How you deal with authority, for example. There's a much greater sense here of us stepping into our sovereignty. As I have been saying to you all year, stepping into our inner authority, nicely, not with the ego, not with a push and a shove, but a simple sense of I know who I am. Remember, I know who I am, I know what I am, I know how I serve. With Libra emphasis, people, I've often said that if you constantly see that the partner is getting everything that they want and you aren't, find a phrase that's very good for you to say for anybody that gets in that situation. Something that's not confrontational. Not a you are, because that's confrontational. Something like, let's find something that works for both of us instead of you are always bossing me around. Let's find something that works for both of us. That's kind of a phrase to get more equitability into the relationship. We are now moving into an area of great equitability in society. It's not completely equal or homogeneous. It's more balanced, more equitable. And that refers to personal relationships as well, particularly at this solar eclipse in Libra on October 2nd. We're going to take a break now for the weekly cosmic tip. Listen closely to it because I have a lot of good things to say. And I'll be back after that message. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with your stargazing report. Week of September 29th through October 6th, 2024. The new moon with a solar eclipse occurs on October 2nd. This is a powerful time when we can create valuable things. However, we may also have to expect some disruption. This time addresses a charged energy with the potential for chaos during the Aries full moon on the 17th of the month, as well as the increasing urgency and nervousness in the last few days of October. This season's eclipses mark a transition between acting and adapting. The October 2nd solar eclipse is the last eclipse in the balancing Libra until 2033. It will appear as a ring of fire under its path from Polynesia, including Hawaii, and onto the southern side of South America. The vertical line shows a most powerful zone, going through Colorado, New Mexico, Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, and dead on over the Easter Island. Watch for the news from these areas. The new moon with a solar eclipse on Wednesday with a sun in Libra are in close conjunction with Mercury and Lilith at the moon's south node. All these points are in a wide square with Mars in the water sign of Cancer. Mars forms a trine with Saturn in Pisces. At the same time, Venus in Scorpio is in trine with Saturn and is exact on Friday, October 4th, completing a wide grand trine with Mars and Saturn. Communicating in relationships is key now because the eclipse is lined up with talkative Mercury. Share ideas on how you can have a better balance in all types of relationships. This may be easier said than done because the eclipse makes a challenging square to Mars in often oversensitive Cancer. This is amplified now because the air and water elements are heightened. Blend intellect and emotions rather than merely talking about feelings instead of actually feeling them. October's quality of time speaks of new beginnings along with unexpected disruptions. With a bit of tact and willingness to compromise, valuable things can be created during this time, whether through creative work or with relationships. For the endeavor to succeed, we need courage, initiative, and trust. If you face disagreements, consider how much energy you want to spend on resolving the conflict. During this time, it might be more beneficial not to be held back by negativity, but to work for the good energetically. Honest efforts to resolve conflicts will now receive a boost. Monday is for the ambitious and those looking to broaden their professional path. If you put your mind and energy on your career, you can move towards long-lasting success. While there may be a lot of confusion on Tuesday as we enter October, just remember that you don't have to solve them alone. Seek the advice and wisdom of mentors and higher-ups to help you make the right decisions. The electrifying solar eclipse in Libra on Wednesday provides answers to many of your life questions if you'll just meditate on them. Focus on your career early on in the week because starting on Thursday, October 3rd, the vibe will shift over to love. On Sunday, October 6th, the square between Mercury and Mars will be exact. Venus in Scorpio trines Saturn in Pisces. Scorpio is one of the most reliable and loyal signs, while Saturn is all about building sturdy foundations for the future. Throw in the vibes from Venus, the planet of love and security, and you have strong formula for your love life taking things to the next level. The weekend is all about romance and adventure. Take care of your chores on Saturday morning, because after that, your attention turns to romance, love, and adventure. If you're up for passion, plan your date for the evening hours. On Sunday, October 6th, the square between Mercury and Mars will be exact. Venus in Scorpio trines Saturn in Pisces. Scorpio is one of the most reliable and loyal signs, while Saturn is about building sturdy foundations for the future. Throw in the vibes from Venus, the planet of love and security, and you have a strong formula for your love light taking things to the next level. The afternoon is perfect for team-building activities and playing some sports. You might want to browse a dating app. You could find a promising long-term partner. Forget about any kind of work on Sunday. Instead, plan a late brunch, an afternoon visit to a museum, or playing in a sports event, and then catch the latest movie at the theater. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book some reading time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program. Hi, it's Elizabeth, and I'm back. We're talking about the new moon and the eclipse in Libra that's happening on Wednesday, October 2nd. There is so much here, so much to it. And then at the end of the show, I'll be giving everybody their little bit of astrology for the month of October. At this new moon, there's a lot of aspects making this solar eclipse a bit complicated but powerful. Mars aspects Pluto. Here, Mars represents individual authority, the I am. Pluto tends to be top-down authority, particularly when it's at 29 degrees Capricorn. It's a critical degree, and there's a lot of action with that degree. This is the crisis degree of Capricorn, which Pluto will linger at until the 19th of November. This raises the issue of individual power versus state or government power. What emphasizes this is not only Pluto at the very last degree of Capricorn, but also the fact that Saturn is at a semi-square to Pluto. As I have mentioned many times before, we had the Saturn-Pluto conjunction on January 12, 2020. That kicked off the whole pandemic. And this is the first hard aspect between Saturn and Pluto since that time. This will really be a reality check as to where are we now with that kind of authority in the collective. There can be a temporary reinforcement of it, but I think this reinforcement may be financial rather than a physical lockdown. And that should be coming in the spring. When Pluto retrograde into Capricorn on September 2nd, and it's there until November 19th, it can appear as if we're going backwards. But this semi-square will stay operational until, guess when? January 20th, 2025. That's supposed to be when the new president takes office, January 20th. When the certification of votes and the inauguration of the president will take place in the U.S. Mars in Cancer is very protective. When you feel that you're not emotionally secure, you can be quite reactive and impulsive to protect your family, your loved ones, and yourself. Remember to take a deep breath. Take a deep breath before you react every time, because you can spring into action a little too quickly with all the events that are going to be going on. So be sure to take that breath. This Mars energy is broadly squaring the Sun, the Moon, Mercury, and Venus, and some important dwarf planets as well. All of this is a part of a cardinal grand cross. A cardinal grand cross is one of the most powerful configurations that we have in astrology. And that's the Mars piece. Now let's get back to Libra. The Sun, Moon, and Mercury in Libra adds to that part, plus a dwarf planet called Macky Macky at exactly the same point as a solar eclipse. This energy will affect the people. An example was Easter Island and a tribe there. And the eclipse, this eclipse, passes over Easter Island. I had that in my stargazing report. And I do post that on my website, new-visions.com, in case you want to read it and review. Easter Island was a thriving ecosystem, but some European sailors arrived in the 1800s, and they pillaged the island. They cut down the trees. They took all the resources. They brought in rats and diseases to the island. And the island was ravaged and ended up desolate. The ecosystem was gone, wiped out, destroyed. And the experience left only 111 inhabitants of the original tribe. However, from that extreme situation, those inhabitants were able to regenerate the land after the sailors left, partly because there's a very rare chemical in the soil. So I'm going to try to say it. It's rapamycin. But also because this tribe lived in balance with nature. They were simple people who lived in balance with nature. They had a shamanic, a deep connection with nature. With all this Libra energy in 2025, many of us will need to strive to be in balance with nature. Being at one with nature, we are now receiving a powerful energy in Libra to regenerate and create a new earth. We can take our earth, which has been exploited by man in many areas. The soil is not fertile. We have extreme weather events occurring, which make things more difficult Nevertheless, this energy brings us a great deal of hope and promise that we can turn it all around. There is no doubt that that's already started to happen. There is no doubt that the food growing has been very challenged at the moment. Fires in South America, fires in California and Australia, floods in Central and Eastern Europe. We have had extreme weather events for both natural and unnatural reasons. This energy is highlighting all this. These are ways our planet Earth, working hand in hand with the universe, is trying to wake us up. The energy coming in is trying to do that. We need to create, communicate joy, higher vibrations, and higher frequencies. That's where you create and grow from. When you connect with moonlight energy and the energy of the sun, as well as with the plutonic energy, then you will receive the downloads needed for your area to survive, replenish, and regrow. Scientists are now calling clear water condensed light. That's why it shimmers. Beginning in November of 2024, and way beyond that, we are going to discover how to regenerate our water, our earth, our crop growing. We are gaining a greater understanding about structured water, light, frequency, and community. I have a little mantra that I want to give you all tonight that you should be repeating all through 2025. Every cell in my body, Every cell in my body is vibrating to radiant health. I am vibrating to the energies of health, peace, joy, and abundance. I'll say it one more time. Every cell in my body is vibrating to radiant health. I am vibrating to the energies of health, peace, joy, and abundance. This is what is being highlighted at this new moon because of the astrology points and geometry. I didn't do well in geometry in college. I was remembering that. And I wanted to know how to pass, and my teacher said I had to write a paper, and I said, can I write about the moon? And he said, yes. Do you believe I said that when I was in high school? So I wrote a paper on about the moon and its distance from the earth and all kinds of information. I got an A. I just think that's so funny because I didn't know about astrology at the time. A few weeks ago, I mentioned that you can have a stronger and healthier vegetable if you grow them with different colored lights. We are going to discover this, how to do it, and much, much more. With Mercury in the picture as well, we are going to discover many new ideas about food growing, innovative ideas around food growing culture. Our seeds come from our fully grown plants, and we have to have the seeds in the fall to be able to plant next year's crop. This food and water discovery, the upgrade, will be working all through 2025, and I will be talking about specific things you can do right here on this show. Let's find out. We only have a few more weeks of Pluto in Capricorn, and it will not return to that sign for another 249 years. This time, now, the darkness before the light, as it passes through the last month of Capricorn, is preparing for its last hurrah. It needs to finish its orbit. Pluto needs to resolve and remove whatever is not operating for our highest good, globally, not only in the U.S. This is going to affect UK, Canada, China, the Ukraine, and the Middle East, and probably some more countries as well. So let's go with some dates you want to know these days. October 12th is an important astrological date because Pluto changes direction and heads towards Aquarius. It represents the end of the old system. And with that energy, I am sensing a change in the Biden administration. I think Joe Biden will no longer be president. I think that he will resign and Kamala will be brought in. And then all hell will break loose in this country. There will be big demonstrations of power throughout the world, especially on October 29th. Perhaps that's why many, many people are sensing there will not be a November election. We'll have to wait and see what the energy brings. There will be a shift of power to the people, and we always have to co-create with astrology. There could not be a more important time. Pluto, two eclipses, the fall equinox, and the last time in our lifetime of Saturn and Neptune coming together. All of these solar flares, they all have meaning, but they are happening all together. So we're having an astrological tower moment in history. There are so many aspects. Here's two more dates. October 13th and 14th, more secrets are going to come out. And on the 16th, Venus could bring you a surprising new love, a younger foreigner, to help you feel love and your own personal strength and inner power. Could possibly be a keeper for you. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and we're going to go to our break, and then I'm going to come back, and I'm going to tell everybody what's happening in October, beginning with Aries. See you then.
Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras, so it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986, 201-934-8986. Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Many of you know that I was very ill when I went to winter in Florida this year. I am still in recovery, but I want to be able to continue with my weekly radio shows. In order for me to do that, I need to have listener support. I am asking for donations to download the archives. When you support Let's Find Out, you will receive weekly updated shows. They are well researched and take about 3 days for me to write. Plus, you will become a Visions of Reality beacon of light. Please subscribe, and hand in hand, we will walk this road together. And remember, I know who I am, I know what I am, and I know how I serve. Sending you love and light. Thank you. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. I'm making this extra recording about the need for protection in August because the energies are showing it can be a very dangerous time, especially the last 2 weeks of August. Mercury goes retrograde on Sunday, August 4th at 9 degrees Virgo, and turns direct on Wednesday, August 28th at 27 degrees Leo. The astrological signs pertain to energetic danger, which can indicate a need for protection due to insecurity, community danger, or possible attacks. Interestingly, throughout the year, Mercury retrogrades from Earth sign to a fire sign, and this means it will be causing things to be out of control, much like a wildfire. As it shifts from Earth to fire, there is a sense of being smothered, which can indicate fires, along with severe weather, as in hurricanes, cyclones, and heat. Too much heat that you can't breathe, not well. Also, poor air quality. Because of astrology, there is a threat of a major earthquake along the west coast of Japan. So let's pray that that doesn't happen. The new moon on August 4th occurs at 9 degrees. The new moon on August 4th occurs at 9 degrees Leo. Of course, the new moon is always in Leo this time of year, but it occurs in the ninth house of the U.S., indicating uncovering secrets, laying down a law, and possible corruption, along with financial concerns in the government. It wasn't a surprise to see President Biden stepping down from re-election when you look at the charts of the USA and Biden. I predicted this would happen more than a year ago. The new and full moons in August are in Leo and Aquarius, and they indicate a big change in the government for the U.S. Transiting Mars will conjunct President Biden's natal Saturn in his seventh house, the House of Partnerships. But the seventh house is also the house of open enemies, which can mean killer. This is a very difficult transit occurring in his seventh house. And it could even be health-related because diseases can be killer diseases. As for former President Trump, there are no threats to him with Uranus, Mars, and Jupiter in his 10th house of reputation and career, and he should get through these difficult times without incident. As transiting Jupiter nears his natal sun, his power will increase. And this happens around election time, early November. For everyone, be careful of the intense heat and air quality around you. If it's high or dangerous, I suggest you decide to stay inside and safe instead of chancing it. Nothing is more important to your health and physical balance. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Thank you for listening to my Safety and Needs for Protection program. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. And honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Love is the thing, it's the one thing you'll see. All that it takes is a he and a she.
All over the world. All over the world.
Love was and love is and always will. All over the world. harbors can be found in foggy London town, in Rome or Peru. Even in Damascus, lovers never ask us what they should do. You don't have to park in Paris after dark to know that it's true. Love is a wonderful thing.
This is Elizabeth Joyce, and that was Nat King Cole singing one of my favorite songs, All Over the World. It's so beautiful. And it will never die, because love is and will be always. And we're getting more and more into it, I hope, as we ascend. So now I'm going to give you your October 2024 astrology. October 2nd, we have the new moon solar eclipse in Libra, and it brings an electrifying time period. This moon energy will provide answers to many of your life questions if you take the time to meditate and reflect on them. Your balance can be restored. October 17th, we have the full moon in Aries. And that's considered the beginning of the new year for many people, the Jewish people especially. They have Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah. So the October 17th full moon brings a loose grand cross that may seem challenging at first, but if you focus on healing and old wounds caused by bullies and those people in power, you may be able to heal them and move on once and for all. That's the moon signs. Now I'll go into the personal sign. For Aries, October brings a solar eclipse in Libra occurring on the 2nd. Jupiter turns retrograde on October 9th. And Pluto turns direct on October 12th in Capricorn. October promises to be an explosive and life-changing month. This energy highlights your personal and business partners and how you interact with them. Matters concerning your partner and relatives at a distance need your attention. Plans will come together the best way for all concerned. Take a day off around the Aries full moon on the 17th to catch up on your sleep. Use moderation with everything this month, Aries. All right, now I'm going to go to Taurus. Taurus, keep your eyes on your money when Jupiter turns retrograde on the 9th. If you have purchased any big ticket items, follow up and be sure all aspects and information are correct. Thank your doctor who made an on-the-spot recommendation following a diagnosis. Celebrate a friend's promotion with a lunch or a dinner date. Watch for sparks from temperamental co-workers at month's end. And that's that 29th of October. We have very negative energy at that time. So make sure that you get your exam, Taurus, your physical exam. Let's go to Gemini. In October, Jupiter is in Gemini and it retrogrades, bringing a hard aspect to Neptune and Saturn in Pisces. This reminds you to be patient if you have some work projects that have come to a standstill. Work crew collaboration will solve any computer problems, by mid-November. Romance can be exciting now, as well as local entertainment. Messages from higher-ups send out confusing signals over projects that they are trying to prioritize at month's end. Cancer. The Libra solar eclipse on October 2nd highlights family, business, and relationships and how you interact with everyone. On October 9th, Jupiter retrogrades and you may reconsider purchasing a large ticket item. You and your children bond closer now over their needing some tender loving care and by sharing some mutual interests. At work, allow time to process any remaining baggage that you have and work hard to discard. This will give you the sought-after peace that you desire. That's Cancer. Now we'll go to Leo. After securing a financial loan for house reservations, you learn that the terms have changed and they are not acceptable to you. Time to cancel this and begin again to renegotiate. After the solar eclipse in Libra on the 2nd, you plan a neighborhood cookout. Everyone brings a dish and you all share in the excitement of an important sports event. Your partner is likely to receive a promotion or raise this month and you breathe a sigh of relief. Virgo. In October, challenging aspects highlight any relationship issues. Be patient and talk things through. Treat your partner to a romantic dinner mid-month. You may find that your child have some upsets. You may find that your child has some upsets in school and make an appointment with a teacher to discuss the details. The executive staff is at odds at work when they receive a list of needs from a major client on a project at month's end. Libra. In October, you are working on some travel plans. Relationships take center stage, especially with siblings, cousins, and neighbors. Your social calendar fills up quickly. Interactions with financial experts help guide you with new car, household goods, and travel. You receive good news about a company's expansion at month's end. It looks like a promotion is in store for you, Libra. Good for you. Scorpio. In October, you review bank accounts and credit card balances to make sure they are accurate and up to date. It's time to connect with friends and plan some fun fall outings. Venus is in harmony with Mars, and you could start receiving texts and emails from old lovers and close friends. Mid-October is the perfect time to meet a new lover or a possible life partner. Plan a visit by way of Zoom with relatives who live in a different state around Halloween. Have a laugh at their different costume choices. Sagittarius. Your home base could undergo a loss as October opens. Could be a storm damage or the failure of a large appliance. You take a new direction with club membership, friendships, and humanitarian work donations. Mid-month, you help co-workers acclimate to a new computer and procedures. Strained communication with your love partner could arrive at month's end. Capricorn. October brings a time to focus on your finances. You need to validate that you have sufficient funds for planned expenses. Executive and contract people get your attention now. Major shifts of direction at the workplace call for adjusting your work plans and schedules. A sibling or cousin calls for help, guidance and advice at mid-month. Enjoy the praises from higher-ups at month-end. They are pleased that you always go that extra mile. That's what you're known for, Capricorn. Let's do Aquarius for October. The October solar eclipse on the 2nd opens up the possibility that you will be traveling more than usual over the upcoming months. Attend parent-teacher meetings, support the fundraisers, and be sure to go to your child's sports events. Book your December travel plans now to get the best rates. Steer clear of telephone arguments with siblings or other family members at month's end. And the last is Pisces. Challenging aspects in October relate to conflicts with authority figure and your work environment. Your savings and retirement accounts are quite healthy, so you and your partner begin to plan a winter getaway vacation. An unexpected auto repair or expense comes mid-month. You may choose to hire some temporary staff to handle some filing and office work at month's end. You look forward to the Halloween celebration and enjoy dreaming up new costumes, Pisces, because you're very creative that way. Pisces loves Halloween. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're done with tonight's show, except we do have the coming music, your meditation, and we'll finish with Richard. And Richard is going to play Ascension Attunement. So see if you can get quiet and listen to that music and let it fill your body and bring you up to a higher place. Thank you very, very much, and I'll see you next week.
If we only have love, then tomorrow will dawn, and the days of our years will rise on that morn. If we only have love to embrace without fears, we will kiss with our the little we are. We have conquered all time, all space, the sun, and the stars.
This is the Garden of Life Meditation. The thoughts we think and the words we speak are constantly shaping our world and our experiences. Many of us are in the old habit of negative thinking, and we do not realize the damage that we have inflicted upon ourselves. However, we are never stuck, because we can always change our thinking. As we learn to consistently choose positive thoughts, the old negative ones dissolve away. So sit with both feet flat on the floor, and allow these messages and affirmations to penetrate within you. Your subconscious mind will pick up the ones that are important to you at the moment. These concepts are like fertilizing the soil of your mind. As you absorb them by repetition, you are slowly enriching the very basis of your garden of life. So as we go through these affirmations, as you allow them to come into your consciousness, know that you are planting seeds of positive thinking into your garden of life. I release the past with ease, and I trust the process of life. I close the door on old hurts, and I forgive everyone, myself included. I visualize a stream in front of me.
I take all those old experiences, old hurts, and old pains, and I put them all on this stream and watch them begin to dissolve and drift downstream until they totally dissipate and disappear. I am free, and everyone in my past is free. I am ready to move forward and to new adventures that await me. Lifetimes come and go, but I am always eternal. I am alive and vital, no matter which plane of action I am existing on. Love surrounds me. Love surrounds me now, and love surrounds me in the future. Love surrounds me forever. My willingness to forgive begins my healing process. I allow the love from my own heart to wash through me, cleansing and healing every part of my body. I know I am healing. Forgiveness of myself and others release me from the past. Forgiveness is the answer for almost every problem. Forgiveness is a gift to myself. I forgive, and in doing that, I set myself free. I free myself and everyone in my life from the old past hurts. They are free now, and I am free now to move forward into new, glorious, fabulous experiences. I cross the bridge with joy and ease. The old unfolds into wonderful new experiences. And you know, my life gets better and better all the time. I am willing to release old negative beliefs. They are only thoughts, and thoughts stand in my way. New thoughts are positive and fulfilling. I release all the things from my past that cloud my vision. I see the perfection in all of life. I willingly forgive. I breathe love into my vision. I see with compassion and understanding. My clear insight is reflected in my outer sight. I breathe in the fullness and richness of life. Take a deep breath and breathe in the fullness and richness of life. Take a deep breath and breathe in the aromatherapy of spring, all of the flowers blooming, and the wonderful, glorious sights of the brilliant colors. Take a deep breath and observe your life with joy, abundantly supporting me. Life supports me with more good than I can imagine. I am guided throughout this day in making right choices. Divine intelligence and my blessed higher self continuously guide me in the realization of my goals, and I am safe. I am safe. It's only change. I break free and think wonderful thoughts. I move past my limitations into freedom. I now become all that I am created to be. I am that. I am love. I am growing in full bloom in my garden of wisdom. And so it is.